And girls, your lunch looks fabulous. How's that salad bar?
Those are students at the Valesgate Elementary High Tech Magnet School in New Windsor, one of 12 schools in the Newburgh and Large City School District in Orange County. Valesgate, along with the district's Newburgh Free Academy, are the recipients of salad bars donated as part of the Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools initiative. The program supports First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative to end childhood obesity in a generation. Ebony Green is Valesgate's principal. She says 600 students in her kindergarten through fifth grade school will eat from the salad bar.
Now is the time in our children's lives that they start to learn habits in terms of what is good for them and what's important to them. And so it's really important that young adults are able to make those choices for themselves, because this becomes part of their habits. And as they become older, then it solidifies. And as opposed to them eating foods that may not be so good for them, they're now used to and enjoying healthy green vegetables and fruits. And so it's really important.
Anthony Grice is Grants Development Assistant for the Newburgh and Large City School District. He says his department's goal is to ensure grants are focused on student achievement.
We do feel that salad bars, good nutrition, plays an important role in that.
He says he plans to write a few more grants with the goal of getting salad bars into all of the district schools. He notes South Middle School already has a salad bar. Turbana Corporation is a grower-owned banana importer based in Coral Gables, Florida. Turbana and Price Chopper teamed up to work with the nonprofit United Fresh Produce Association Foundation, one of the founding partners of Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools, to donate the salad bars to the two Newburgh schools. Juan Alarcón is CEO of Turbana.
But we feel that we have also an obligation just to promote healthy living here in the United States. You see a big problem in obesity. And United created that program of Let's Move Salad Bar to School, and we said that's perfect. So, you know, we have been vendors of Price Chopper for almost 30 years, and we provide their private label bananas, so the Price Chopper bananas are our bananas. And we said, look, let's go together to this initiative and let's give access to the children to have healthy food, and start with fresh fruit and vegetables.
Andrew Marshall is Policy and Grassroots Manager of United Fresh Produce Association.
And it really is a conversation starter, because even though it is just this physical piece of equipment, the companies that typically donate salad bars make a connection with the school. The parent-teacher association gets involved. The kids see it every day at school. They start talking to their parents. So it really is a small piece of equipment that can really make a big difference.
He says any school, public or private, participating in the National School Lunch Program may apply for a Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools grant. He says schools with the greatest need take priority. Salad bars were also donated to two schools in Keene, New Hampshire for this school year. First Lady Michelle Obama kicked off the Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools program in November 2010 at an elementary school in Miami. To date, nearly 2,700 salad bars have been donated to schools across the country, including 140 in New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.